Thank you for introducing me, Mr. Skopacek. Yes. It's an honor to be invited for such a valuable conference. So, as a representative of KHNP, today I would like to forward only two messages. The first thing is how nuclear, as Mr. Skopacek said, important to our economy and the industry, and by casing the Korea, and how KHNP prepared for the Dukovany 5 project. Okay. So in 1970s, just 20 years after Korean War, every industry infra was destroyed. So our government decided to build first nuclear power plant in Korea, Gori 1, which is the almost 5 billion Czech crown needed for the project, which means 25% of Korea's state budget. So it is a huge challenge for us to secure the energy for our industry. At 1970s, also we had a big challenge from oil crisis in all around the world. So the nuclear is very essential for us. This is Gori Unit 1, the first unit. So why Korea stick to nuclear? As you can see, we are importing almost 90% of the energy source, gas, coal, even uranium. It's the same to now. Still, we are 91% of the energy source is import. But if consider about nuclear, the uranium count only 1% of imported energy price. So nuclear is very important of our industry. Because of the 90% of energy is imported, the energy security index of our country is 37th rank in between 127 country. Even we are below the Czech Republic. So our government continuously decide to invest to nuclear. As a result, after 50 years, as you can see, the left side is Gori Unit 1. Now in Gori site, we almost 5 times increase the capacity of the nuclear. I cannot show all the nuclear power plant in Gori site because the Seoul 3 and 4 is too far. I try to find as much potters. There is no potters catching all the nuclear power plant in Gori site. So 24 units in operations, 5 units is still under construction in Korea, which covers 30% of the electric demand in Korea. So the nuclear make a big contribution to energy security. Not even Gori site. We have 5 sites, Hanbit, Wolsung, Hanu, Gori, and Seoul. So through the 5 sites, we cover 30% of the electricity demand. Not even just operating. So for the future, we are still constructing 5 more units. Shinano Unit 2, Shingori 5 and 6, and recently new government decide to invest nuclears again. So now, early this year, Shinano 3 and 4 project now initiate again. So as a result, our market is in Korean market, nuclears, because of the nuclears, the cost of the electricity in the house for the household is only 100 euro per megawatt. For industry, it's only 90 euro per megawatt. That contribute a lot to our industry. If you see the chart for right side, the consumer price for Korea increased in last 40 years almost 300%, but electricity price only increased 50%. So this can help very big help to keep maintaining our competitiveness of the industry. So the KHMP, I can briefly summarize the success of the nuclear business of company by introducing our company. KHMP is 100% carbon-free energy producers. Almost 95% of our income from nuclears, and from last 50 years, we built 36 units, and 27 units in operations, including 3 units in UAE, 6 units under construction, include 1 unit in UAE. How we can achieve the success of the nuclear project by central role of the KHMP, we team up with each area in the design, nuclear fuels, maintenance and service, and the equipment manufacturing construction. Those team up with each expert company in each area, we can achieve the success for last 50 years. Not even the KHMP itself, Korean government keep support the nuclear industries from continuously in the history, especially this new the new government established last year. President Yoon committed that country will increase the capacity of nuclear over 30%. Consecutively, the Ministry of Industry announced that we will increase nuclear capacity from 24% to 33%. It means we have to build 6 more units in Korea, and we have to life extend for existing 10 units, not even for domestic. Ministry of Industry also committed to support export of nuclears, so they set the target for exporting 10 units all around the world, and the Czech Republic is most priority for between 10. Not even domestic project, for the UAE project, one of the well-known success story in nuclear project. So this project contract in 2009 to providing 4 units of APR-1400, 3 cycles of nuclear fuels, and the operating support service, because UAE is the first the country who adopting nuclear first. So we supporting that they can operate the nuclear power plant by themselves. So after 10 years passed, Unit 1 is successfully commercialized in 2021. Unit 2 successfully complete in 2012 too. And the Unit 3, 2012-3. And now we are target to complete Unit 4 in 2024. Those 4 unit capacity, almost same of the electricity supply for 25% of power generation capacity in Czech Republic. So the not just saying that we can providing nuclear project on time within budget, confidence that by the figures. So the Unit 1 of Baraka nuclear power plant in UAE start for 2012. As the contract said, we complete the construction in 2017. So we finished all the construction within 6 years as we promised. Not even the schedules for the cost. The contract amount for New A project is $20 billion, but we are and we expect the end of the project next year. The total cost of the project will be finalized around $24 billion, only 20% increase, mostly because of the inflations. As you can see, the project takes 13 years, so it's a 20% increase is very small amount every year, is 2 to 3% increase of the project cost. How we can accomplish the success of the UA project? We overcome all the risk and the trouble of the project by one team approach, with the depth of knowledge of the last 50 years project management in Korea. And we dispatched qualified and experienced the key persons in the very early stage of the project that we can cope with the future risk. And lastly, systematic management of the man hours, because in the UA project, we have to managing 18,000 man hours from 15 countries. So this labor management was a key for the success of UA project. Now, what the Dukovany 5 project actually start from 2017. So last 7 years, what we prepared for Dukovany 5 project, because personally, success of project can be achieved by well preparations. So I would like to brief you how we prepare for the Dukovany 5. So, of course, the first thing is cooperation with the nuclear industry in Czech Republic, because as you may know, Korea is most far from Czech Republic between other competitor. So we cannot bring all our suppliers from Korea. So the last 5 years, we surveyed almost 200 companies in Czech Republic. And between that, we already signed MOU with 38 companies. Still, we are keep working with this company to understand the scope of the suppliers and their capabilities. So every month, we are meeting with each supply in Czech Republic. Not even for the industry. So for future development, we also working hard with for R&D, by cross visits and technical exchanging, including Czech Technical University. So as for the well preparations from the 2020, we set up the bidding teams, almost 200 in Korea, in each area, design, manufacturing, constructions, in every area. Also, to understand well about the site conditions, we visit the site with the tens of our engineer in 2021, in 2022. Also, it's very important to understand the project owner's requirement and the technical preparations. So almost 100 of our engineer visit 3 times to Czech Republic to discuss about technical requirement and how we must prepare for the project. As the design we are providing is APR 1000, and there is many concern about our design. So we decided to apply for the European certification on design in 2019, It took almost 3 years. After three, by review and assessment of the eight European utility, but finally, in March this year, we are success to achieve the certification EUR for the EUR design certifications. These certification meaning is our design APR 1000 is well matched with European requirement. Lastly, not even for working with the industry, the research institute, and the project owner, we believe success of the project is very important. The cooperation with the region is also very important for the success of the project. So the from 2017, we keep visit to Trebici areas and the by volunteering the for example the supporting these senior centers and the orphan organizations and volunteering to local hospitals so every year. And also we are selecting some of the Korean university students, bring them to every summer to Trebici area, present like K-pops, the Taekwondo, Korean martial art. So it was actually very popular from local peoples. Not even for the volunteering, so we invite the Trebici peoples to Pyeongchang Olympic 2018. So it was a very, for me personally, treasured memories. The cheer of the Czech hockey team together in Korea in Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. So after that, we decide to sponsoring one of the hockey team in Czech Republic. So from 2018, we decide to sponsoring SK Horacak Slavia. Is it pronounced correct? Yeah. So from 2018 to continuously 5 years, we are sponsoring the Trebici hockey teams. It's a very great that last year the Horacka Slavia win for the main seasons last year. Yeah. Lastly, not even for the large-scale nuclear power plant, we know that the SMR is very hot topics in all about the Europe. So again, SMR is not the replacing of the large-scale power plant, but SMR has special purpose design for the hydrogen heatings, even in desalinations. So KHNP also has make a lot of the investment to SMR. Now we are developing the called Innovate SMR, ISMR, which one module has 170 megawatts. And as an economic reason, we are recommending to providing 4 modules with 618 megawatt electricity output. So the project implementation plan, we are target to providing the ISMR in 2013, which we believe the SMR market will be boom ups. So now we are in the standard design development phase, and we are target to finishing licensing 2028. And the first, the pilot plant will start for construction 2029, and expecting we can show the design to the market 2031. Not even for just developing the design, we also investing to the infrastructure for the SMR. So we are now constructing science institute called King Mumu, very close to our headquarters. It is target to finishing 2025. That it will hosting thousands of the researchers for the SMRs and the nuclear decommissioning. Not even for just in the science institute. For the success of the SMR project, we need to also host the manufacturers and the maintenance service, also the fuel. So government decided this year centralize the SMR development for engineering equipment and the components. So the another the big land for close to headquarters. We are now preparing the complex for the SMR in Korea. It's target to finishing 2030 that we can support the marketing. So the Korea and Czechia, the nuclear cooperation could be a century-long partnerships. So we hope the cooperation will be successful for the future 100 years. 대표님.
땡큐 베리 머치 and no question here.
Thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Andrej Žiarovský from Bue Company, Slovakia. Mr. Chang, my congratulations because Barakah project is a real success.
Thank you.
And you have been demonstrating to the whole world that even big nuclear power plant is possible to build quickly, as you mentioned. My question is regarding your plans for transfer of erection and completion experiences, know-how, to the European environment, particularly Czech Republic, because the nuclear legislation and standardization in in European Union, particularly in Czech Republic, is much more complex and sometimes even rigid than in the United Arab Emirates. And with your permission, my second question on the time chart with history of the building of the Barakas, there is some 2.5 years gap between the finishing of completion of the building and the first fuel load, 2.5 years. Could you explain why there was a gap? Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, thank you. For your the first question, the difficulty of the licensing, because we also heard a lot of the concerns of the licensing of APR 1000. So we decide to licensing first in Korea. So we are now discussing with the Korean regulator that if they can give us the design license for the APR 1000 before Dukovany 5 start for the licensing. So it's target to 2026. So we are already start for the preparing documentation for the, we call it SDA, Standard Design Associations, in Korea. So hopefully this will very helpful to giving full understanding and to the regulator in Czech Republic too. For the second questions, in UA project, yeah, you are right. We finishing all the construction of the Unit 1 in 2017. And we are apply for the operation license to regulator, but regulator decide you are not ready to operating because of the the human resource and training. Also, I cannot tell about the inside story of the UA project, but mostly because of the readiness of operation. So, sorry. About the 100 of the recommendation from regulator, we have solved it, but unfortunately, it's for the UAE's responsibility, not contractor responsibility. So we did full support for the owner of the project. So within 2 years, as you can say, exactly 2.3, 2.4 five years, we anyway complete all the finishing the recommendation of regulator. So 2.5 years, I believe if you are involved in the nuclear project, piece of the cake. Yeah. Thank you for the question.
Another question?
Mr. Chang, I have two questions. Firstly, you mentioned concerning your Emirates success story that you have imported 18,000 people from 15 countries. How many people you have to import into the Czech Republic to build the our nuclear factories? And the second question, the Emirates press reported that the price of the Emirates project of 5.6 gigawatt was only $24 billion. Mm-hmm. It means if we are downsizing to 1,000 megawatt Czech nuclear reactor next future, it seems to be overnight cost something like only 100 billion Czech crowns. You will be so aggressive into the Czech tender, please?
Thank you for very, you know, hard questions. Of course, I'm not allowed to talking about the price. But for us, the UA project, the cost is very similar project cost with Korean project. So we don't think it's very low cost, very reasonable cost. So we believe it's a reasonable. Just before the UA project is Shingori 3 and 4, if you find the project cost reference of the Shingori 3 and 4, it's very similar to UA project. So we do not provide something cheapest, but reasonable that for the success of the project. So I can say that the price we will provide reasonable for success of the project. And the human resource, as we used to say, we need 5,000 people for 2.5, but I don't believe there is a 5,000 labor in the Czech Republic. So, but most important things, we have to be classified and focusing on the human resource for, firstly, for the operations after constructions. So the Czech Republic's you have to focusing on the operation crews rather than for the only construction laborers. So the construction labor in the because we have the experience to support the UA project, which have the general person who expert in nuclear. So the, for the first three construction years, we are trained for the operation crew around 200. So the we are very well experienced to supporting even training and education for expertise for operation of nuclear, then, but your industry can participate in construction, but not for the low-level labors, but for the supervisings, so managings, then it can, you can increase the construction's capability for the next project, but in the first time, you have to focus on operations. So they're just considering about operations, maybe 200 or 500 is maximums for the 2.5, even 2.6. So if you're focusing on the hierarchies, on laboring build-ups, it can be the answer for your question. Yeah.
Next question? If not, so thank you very much for your speech and answers.
Thank you.